Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
Welcome back to another episode of Teenager Therapy. There's probably some weird stuff happening because, okay, so if you listen to the last episode, we were like, this is going to be our last recording session with Isaac. So this week's episode was supposed to be with Isaac, but we like decided to change the subject and switch that episode to next week. So I don't know, I bet it's kind of confusing for you because you're like traveling back in time.
Yeah.
This is the present. Next week it's the past.
Oh, this episode's coming. Oh,
this episode's coming out this Friday.
You. Instead of the Isaac episode.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a secret, the Isaac episode?
No, not okay. Really
cool.
Yeah, it's a little. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it.
Just a little bit of context.
Just live in the present, just, honestly.
Yeah. Go with the flow. Don't worry about it. If Isaac pops up next episode.
And he does.
And he does. Yeah. He came back to visit. Why not? But welcome back to our first episode. And here's where we currently are at. Everyone moved away, right? Everyone's gone. Thomas and Kayla are USC. Well, they're back now. So
yeah.
Still here.
Hi.
Isaac's gone. He's away.
He's here still. What do you mean?
Yeah, look, guys. I mean,
he's still there. He's right there.
Do you see that? That's our tribute to Isaac.
I don't think I can see it.
Well, he's still with us.
It's okay.
He's there, guys.
Believe what does it say, Gail?
No, believe
it. Mina-san daisuki. I love you all.
Okay, that's all.
No, stop.
That's so cute. Okay.
We can move it.
Okay.
Bye. What's going on, guys?
Oh man.
Yeah. So I mean, Kayla and I are at USC now.
Wow.
Mark and Gao are still here at home.
Yeah.
It's been good. This is our first time coming back.
I know.
So it feels weird to be back. Just a little weird. Like, I don't know. The room feels different.
Weird.
Feels a little emptier.
Oh.
No, because you took all your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is our first time coming back. The drive was a little confusing.
How was it? You're the driver.
I like missed a few turns.
Kind of my fault too, but
It's okay because okay,
it's the first time.
You
guys will get better
time.
Over time.
Exactly. It's in delay
a little bit.
It's okay though.
All good.
I was wondering, like, it took a while.
I thought it was like LA traffic, but
yeah, no, traffic.
Yeah,
too.
There was traffic,
it was like
but
40
yeah.
minutes.
But we were also missing some stuff.
Cool exes. Cool.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah. What is he doing?
Oh shoot.
Oh shit.
He's fondling his
It's habit, guys.
That's crazy. How did that happen even?
Sorry, I'm like this shit.
It's just like routine.
I do it too. Like
routine. Wow.
You touch your titties?
Yeah. Very like nice. While I'm doing work, especially like homework, I just like
you grab your titties like this?
It's just like kinda nice. Like
oh, but that's like under like your arm though.
Oh.
Still like
but his was like full on.
Like on the nipple.
Hand on nipple.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. If you are listening, go watch on YouTube to understand what's going on.
Oh, word. True.
Anyways, dude, I feel like, because I know we were talking a lot about how it's going to be like a new routine, and that's always like uncomfortable because new routines are always weird.
Always.
I don't know if I have like really felt that much of a difference because it still feels like I'm seeing you guys like the same amount of time that I was seeing you guys.
Yeah. But so much has happened.
I guess
like,
so.
I know it's only been 2 weeks, but like.
But it was a movie, huh? These two last 2 weeks were a movie.
Yeah.
Crying in the dorm.
I did cry in the dorm.
You did.
Okay.
What happened?
So it started out by me calling my mom because I needed to like something. I don't know, like documents or something. But then she was like, I miss you. And then like, I was like, oh, wait, mom, don't say that. Cause like, you know, that's just like, you know, it hurts me to hear her say that. Mm-hmm. And then she started crying. And then I was like, bruh, like,
Really?
And then I started crying.
Oh no.
And it was, I don't know.
And
like,
then I started then crying. Then I started crying. I started crying too.
Were you there?
No, I was there because I had gone to his room to like purchase our math textbook. Yeah. And so like I was just there and, you know, I was hearing too.
No, I'm crying.
And so then when like I heard her crying and then I heard Tom's crying, I started crying too. I was just,
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
I just got so emotional and like all I wanted to do right there was just like go home and like be with my mom. Oh. So that was the beginning of me feeling homesick. And I
when was that?
Yeah, how many days in?
It was like last week. Was it?
Sometime last week. I don't remember when.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I tweeted about it, so you can look at that.
What's your what's your Twitter account?
I think underscore Thomas Pham.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But I was just like, okay, I'm homesick. What the fuck? That's the tweet. Anyways, but yeah, I didn't expect to get homesick.
Whoa!
My God,
it's only been in an hour.
I didn't expect to get homesick because I never ever get homesick. Like even when we go on trips,
yeah,
I
like Lake Tahoe,
because
or Yosemite.
I like being away from home.
Yeah,
but like, just like it just hurt. Like it hurt. Like I just wanted to go home. And then later that night, I was listening to like sentimental songs, and I was thinking of like us, like the podcast
to
like,
really dig deep,
and like all my other friends, and it was just like. Yeah, so I started crying again. And yeah, but after that, I didn't feel that bad. I wanted to go home, but I wasn't like, I need to go home. Like,
yeah, you can live with it.
Yeah, it wasn't like bad homesick because like I knew I was literally like 40 minutes, like an hour away. So it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. But I did miss my mom.
Yeah, very, very nice.
I think I have had an opposite experience.
Why?
She's thriving, y'all.
I don't know. Like, I guess I just don't and didn't feel like very homesick. Like, of course, I missed my mom and like my family, but I never really had that urge to like want to go back. I was like okay with just staying here or there and, you know, like at school. And I don't know. I just, I didn't feel it. So I was just there comforting Thomas.
That's crazy because normally you're the one getting homesick.
Yeah.
Not me, but like.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Interesting.
I think just like the idea of me not being home all the time, like with my parents, it just made me sad because it's a new life. Like it's a, I don't know. It's weird. And I'm like still getting used to it. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having to drive back here, like, every week or every other week or so, it feels weird. It's just, like...
It's just part of the new routine.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Yeah, basically, I mean, it's just been weird, and I'm getting used to it.
Same thing with me. In terms of me, I didn't move like you guys. I stayed home, but I still felt a big change in my routine. So, for example, like one aspect I've noticed that really suffered this new routine is my relationship. Me and Rachel, we got really, really busy for our schedules. And then for the last 2 weeks, like, she had school stuff and then she was like stressing out and then she was very anxious for all of her classes. And then she had her debut or her birthday party to plan too. And then it was like not a lot of time for me and her. And so I naturally felt like she wasn't like interested anymore, that she was like, I'd say maybe, you know, I was just very worried for both of us, you know. And yeah, we talked about it. Of course, we communicated and we made sure that we both know that we're still there.
So it was hard.
Yeah, it was very, very hard.
Like just how much busier you both got.
Yeah, because then like many, many changes, because like over the summer, like I was seeing her like maybe like almost every day.
Yeah.
In person too. We'd call like every day, stay on the FaceTime call every day. But now ever since school started, like we have to stop the FaceTime calls because it was messing up our phones and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's like nights where like we don't even call each other anymore because like she has like this dancing and she has like work the whole day, the next day, so like she can't call. And it's just crazy. It's just very, very crazy. I definitely felt taken back because of that.
Yeah, that's always hard. I think what usually happens to me when I get really busy is that like I sort of don't realize how much time has gone by since I've like seen friends or like talked to people or whatever. And so I guess it hasn't been that hard for me because I've kept so busy.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been a lot harder if I was like not doing anything and I had like so much spare time, but like I couldn't do anything because everyone's busy. But yeah, just the fact that I always have something to do like makes like a week or 2 weeks go by so quickly. That's like, oh shoot, we're already here. So the new routine hasn't really felt all that different for me. Like it still kind of just feels the same, except I'm busier every day. I still sometimes even forget that like Isaac went to Berkeley and like we can't see each other and whatnot. But like every once in a while that does hit me. I think like yesterday I was like I was making like a little post on my spam account of like Isaac's last day with us. And then like I put all that and then like I started to feel like very nostalgic, like oh, like all the songs that we used to like listen to whenever like we were on a car ride or something, and like definitely made me sad. But the car ride was only like 6 minutes, so I was only sad for 6 minutes because then I had to like get out and go home or whatnot, if that makes sense. But yeah, I guess it hasn't felt too bad, but I agree, it's harder to keep up with everyone, I feel like, with school, because it really is like if you want like a social life or what was it, like a social life, your school or a job, I think are the three things to balance.
I think so,
right? Because it's like you either have academic, a social life,
work and social.
I think so, yeah. So I feel like right now the way it is, it's like most of my time is like school and then getting a little bit of work done, and then maybe I get to go to the gym, and that's like 6 days a week, seven. So it like gets hard to like meet up with everyone, because I could either go out with my boyfriend, or I could go out with this friend or this other friend or this friend. And I'm like, damn, I feel like it's gonna be hard trying to see everyone equal amounts of time.
Yeah, it's weird because friends are weird, because if you want them to still be friends or maintain that friendship, you gotta actually like put in the effort or ask them how they're doing and hang out with them. And so like if on in a busy schedule, you gotta like literally pick and choose mm-hmm. where you spend your time.
Yeah.
Just to piggyback on you.
Just
you
to piggyback what I mean? On what I'm saying. Yeah.
Just to back it up.
Right. It's about finding that balance. Yeah, so true. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
So has the new routine felt weird for you guys?
Not really. I feel like maybe the first few days, but now I think it's pretty normal to me now. Like, you know, I know what classes I have which day, what I need to do. And at this point, it's just pretty routine. Like, I know what I'm going to eat, where, with who. Yeah, so I like it. I like being independent. But at the same time, I wish... Okay, so this has actually been, like, on my mind. It's, like, the little things that make me wish that I was still home. Like, and it's not even, like, sentimental. It's, like, financial. it's just, like, I have to buy my own shampoo. I have to buy my own conditioner. And it's just little things that eventually the cost starts adding up. And then it's like, oh, I've wasted so much money. And it's like, it's worrying sometimes. But it's just things that I need. So I have no choice but to buy them. And so it's at times like those where it's like, oh, I wish my parents could just buy it. But I don't like asking them for like money. So.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like... it gives you anxiety when you're so used to only spending money on like food and like whatever you want. Really, you're like, oh, it's like only like 100, 200 a month on just like food. Mm-hmm. But then you realize that like if you want to have like insurance and then like food and then supplies, it's like $400 a month. You're like, what the fuck? Like that's so much money. And then on like, I didn't even get to go out or anything.
Exactly. So it's just stressful sometimes thinking about that aspect. But the rest is okay. I enjoy it.
Yeah, honestly, life at USC has been very fun. Like the first week was a lot of fun because they had so many events going on, and like you were just meeting people like left and right. Like, and like you still kind of do, like everywhere you go, if you're like waiting in line for something, you'll always meet somebody new, and that's always really cool. We've met a few of you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for saying hi, by the way.
Thanks for saying, like, very trippy. If you actually listen, that's, I don't know, it's trippy.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, but please come and say hi to us and talk to us. But yeah, it's been really nice. I mean, it's only the second week of like classes, so like I'm not that used to like the whole routine thing. But I don't know. I still have like a lot of time to like
figure that out.
Yeah,
literally.
And I'm not in any rush or anything. Like I'm not worried. I'm just like taking it slow, I guess.
That's cool.
But yeah,
going on your own time.
Yeah, but it's been really good. I've met a lot of really cool people.
That's good.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is like having to manage your time all over again, or like find what will work, I guess. Because I was used to a certain time management schedule of like this block is for this block is for this. But now since I have so many more responsibilities and like this takes a lot more time, I'm still trying to like, I feel like I haven't really stabilized. Like this past week has been pretty messy or stressful because there's so much I need to get done. And the way I think about it usually is like, I like, because even just like having a day to like plan everything and get, like, I don't know, I like being very organized about my time and like everything I need to get done, so I could visualize what I need to do and then just make sure like I could easily check if it's completed or not completed to move on. And since right now there's so many like new things being thrown at you, like there's like this class and then there's this class, and they all have different requirements and like things that you need to start or things that are due and you don't need to start. And so I've been trying to like find time to both do the assignments as they're coming in and also get ahead, so I could like have time and you know, I always like being ahead of things.
That's good.
So I need to get ahead but also do the assignments and then also find time for work and then for like actually organizing everything, so I could be like, okay, like I know exactly what is going on and like when I need to do it. Because right now I feel like I'm like, I don't necessarily know everything that's happening at like every certain moment, which is always kind of stressful for me. I don't know. I'm very picky about having like a routine that takes into account like everything, I guess. But now we are going to tell you of our little sponsor for this episode, and that's Coursera. If you don't know what it is, it's an online learning platform. And personally, I love Coursera. I've taken a business course on it, and it's really cool because it's self-paced. So I was able to take like this course over the course of a couple of months, which was really nice because there's no hard deadlines. So that makes it really flexible and easy to manage. And we're actually, there's this really popular course called The Science of Well-Being. It's by Yale University. And the professor that teaches it is actually very, very cool. It's Professor Lori Santos. And basically in the course, she reveals a lot of the misconceptions about happiness. She reveals the psychology of happiness, why we think the way we do. And she also gives like proven methods that are guaranteed to basically bring more happiness into your life. And maybe not guaranteed, but, you know, will likely lead to more happiness in your life, which I think it's really interesting. So kind of like the art of being happy or the art of happiness is interesting. And so we partnered with Coursera because we're actually going to be taking this course alongside you guys. And this course is super popular. Over like 3 million people have took it. like I remember hearing about it almost like a year ago on a podcast because the professor was being interviewed and I was like listening and she was like talking about like the different methods of how to be happy and it was really interesting. So it's really cool. And after you complete it, you receive a certificate from Yale. So, you know, Yale Bulldogs, right?
Yep. Go Bulldogs. They're
Bulldogs. So yeah, it's super cool. And we thought it'd be an appropriate choice for you guys since, we always say that it is kind of annoying that happiness isn't like, there isn't necessarily a quick fix and it's sort of like strategies you have to implement in order to be happier. So if that seems like something that would help you, I hope you can join us. Like I said, we're taking this course. So we invite you to take it alongside with us. So we're hosting Sunday night study sessions every week this month on Instagram. Our Instagram is at Teenage Therapy. The first one is the 12th of September, then it's the 19th, and then it's the 26th. So follow us on Instagram at Teenage Therapy for more info on when those study sessions are. And since I want you to take it with us, so hopefully you guys could talk about it with us, be sure to join us on those lives and sign up for the course at the link that I'm probably going to put on the description of this podcast. And it's also going to be in our bio and on our website, teenagetherapy.com. So you'll be able to find it. Anyways, thank you, Krasira. Now back to the episode.
Okay. Something that took me aback was that I experienced a cultural shock.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, I did. I know.
Oh, that's juicy.
So obviously, or not obviously, in high school, there were a lot of Latinos there. Lots of Mexicans. However, at USC, very, very little. Or at least I did not come in contact with them. They're hiding somewhere. And even with clubs too, like there's lots of like Asian associations, which, you know, like good for them. But like, I think I've only seen like two Latino like clubs, or I haven't even seen them. Another person told me about them. So yeah,
the promised land.
Yeah. So, and like, I've only met like five, like literally five. Wow. Other
five little beans.
Yeah. Five little beans. So yeah, it's like kind of crazy because I don't know. It does make me feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes because I feel like the odd one out, especially when like I am with a group of people and I notice that like all of them are Asians and like I'm the only Hispanic one. But I try not to read too much into it because I mean like they're just my friends, like, you know, I just want to hang out with them. But yeah, sometimes I wish that I was friends with more like Latinos, or that I saw them more. They're in more of my classes, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. So that sucks. Yeah. And something else about the culture shock.
I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah.
I was saving it because I was like, "You gonna say it?"
I told Kayla this, and I've told like a lot of other people, but even though USC is getting more diverse, or apparently they are, according to their statistics, it doesn't feel very diverse. It doesn't feel inclusive, to say the least, because every time you see a white person, and you see them quite often.
Very often.
Yeah.
Too I mean, often. No, I'm just
kidding. They're everywhere. But, and like, obviously, I don't mind them. Like,
honestly, sure. No, I'm just joking.
Like, sure, it would be nice to see, like, more diversity, but, like, it, you know, I don't care. What bothers me so much about the majority of the white population at USC is that they only hang out with white people. You see it everywhere. And everyone I've brought this up to, they see it too. Like, everywhere at the dining hall. Like, you'll never see a person of color sitting with, like, a group of white people. Everywhere you see on campus, it's just white people with white people. And it gets so, like, I know they, you know, they might not have, like, intentionally chosen for that to be, you know, like, the case. It just sits so, like, it doesn't sit right with me. Like, it just feels wrong. And it just makes me like annoyed. Because I don't know, being like a person of color, at like a majority white school, it can be difficult because you know you're not the beauty standard, and like sometimes you just feel like you're just never gonna like match up to another person just because they're white. So it gets even more frustrating when you just notice that a white person only has white friends. So yeah, sorry, I sound like angry.
No, I mean, you feel like angry. You should, because like that's making me annoyed.
And like, I'm not trying to antagonize anybody. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, and I'm just like bringing up this observation.
It's just our perspective.
Yeah, from our perspectives, it's just, you know, it's hard not to notice this, mm-hmm. and not it's hard not to feel that way.
And I think it's just one of those things where once you say it, you notice it everywhere. And that happened when Thomas told me. I was like, it's true. Even with relationships too. Like most of the time it'll be a white person with a white person. And I mean, good for them, you know. But same with the beauty standard also. It's like you just feel like if you were to even talk to somebody and they were to meet like, you know, like another white girl or whatever, you just automatically feel like, okay, I have no chance, basically. You know, it's like, why would I even try to do something about it? So yeah, that's kind of sad. And I guess it's still something that I'm like trying to learn how to go through and like process.
Yeah, like even in just like classrooms, how is it that all the white people just somehow sat next to each other? And like, how is this happening?
It's wild.
They gravitate towards each other. Like
they do. They have to keep the power within.
I rarely ever see a person of color hanging out with a group of white mm-hmm. people. Like,
yeah. And I don't know. Like, I don't want it to make it seem like we're being dramatic or anything.
We're really not.
But our other friends agree too.
Like. Everybody I have brought this up to, they agree. They see the same exact thing. Like, and like, there's
just a nice little pattern.
And like, there's like nothing we can do about it. We're just kind of like complaining.
And not to say that like we want to be friends with them, which I mean that's not wrong. Like,
I wouldn't mind being friends with them.
No, it's not like, you know, like, oh, I want to be their friends. It's more like you just don't seem inclusive.
It just seems very exclusive. Mm-hmm. And just wrong. It just feels very wrong. Like,
I agree.
Like, if a white person wants to be my friend, like, okay, cool. But, like, it's just, that just rarely ever happens. Like, it just feels like all the white people hang out with each other. And it just feels so fucking wrong. Like, why? Like, ugh. Mm. I have so many questions.
No, I feel like I'm getting frustrated just imagining it, because that would really frustrate me.
Trust me. Like, I'd feel anger. Once you're there, like, it really does hit you.
Yeah, no, I bet. I really would, like, the emotions I would feel. I feel like, I think it's just, there's just so, I mean, this is a whole nother issue about, like, what kind of feelings seeing a group of, like, white individuals brings when you're, like, a POC. Like, if it's one, like, let's say you're just one-on-one meeting, like, a white person, right? It's like, okay, it's like, I don't know, do they like hate me? Do they have like a prejudice against me or something? Probably not. Like, I feel like they could be friendly.
More approachable.
But as soon as it's like two or more, it feels like maybe it's just like from like the things I've seen in like the media and the things I've been exposed to, it feels like as soon as it's two or more, you get this feeling of like, ooh, like, are they gonna like, I don't know, be against me? Are they gonna like laugh together at me or something? It just, I don't know, it gives me a sense of, like, closed off, I guess. Like, it's sort of like a click when you see two or more, which is so weird. Because I wish it wasn't like that, but it's weird. I feel like with POC, and maybe this is exactly how they feel, because, you know, we feel more comfortable with, like, people of color. They feel more comfortable with, like, white people. Maybe it has to do with shared experiences, and there's, like, nothing necessarily, like, wrong about it. It's just, like, what you're used to, but it sucks that it's like that. I wish it was more inclusive for everybody.
Yeah, and like, it just isn't to like shame any white people for only having white friends, or like, don't be friends with somebody, or like saying like, oh, you should be friends with like an Asian person. Like, you don't want to force yourself to be friends with somebody just because of their race. It's just, this is our perspective.
Yeah.
And just be more considerate of that.
Like, I feel like the reason, okay, so I think what it is that as a white person, like, you really do have to acknowledge both the role that white people have played in history, and just what privilege you hold. And you do have to actively fight against it, because you should recognize that if you're in a group and all your friends are white, you should recognize how hard it must be for someone that is a POC to like come inside and like talk to you. So I feel like it's almost your responsibility to acknowledge that and make it more inclusive for everybody. So just something.
And one thing I noticed is that most of the time when it is a group of white people, it's never somebody in that group that makes the first like approach to like another person. It's always like, I would have to say hi. No, they wouldn't say hi to me. Like, I would need to make that first step. Just like, bro, make it a little bit easier for me at least. Like, come on, bare minimum. Just say hi to me, please.
I know. It's like, at least acknowledge you don't hate me.
Yeah, right? And it is harder to make that first step when you see a group of them, because, I don't know, it could just be intimidating because you don't know what they're thinking.
It's like they're going to laugh at me.
Maybe not laugh, but they're just going to, like, think something
in their mind. Yeah. Laugh in their mind.
No, really.
Look down on me in their mind.
Oh, my God. Yes. But, yeah. Sucks.
Yeah. Well, that's college, guys. And USC.
Yes. That's USC, yeah.
Let's make USC fight more on. Inclusive. Let's make USC more inclusive and not exclusive. All right? Maybe affirmative action was the move.
If you're a white person at USC, you can start out by trying to be friends with us.
No. Well, no, I don't want no forced.
I'm just kidding, bro.
No, somebody would actually, like, I feel like somebody would actually come up
to us. Do you think people, I don't even think that that many people from USC listen to us.
I guess we'll know once this episode airs. Yeah.
Anyways, hopefully we didn't offend you guys.
Yeah.
So I know hot, steamy opinions when it comes to race, but maybe it's worth listening to. Thank you guys for listening. Like I said, thank you to Coursera for sponsoring this episode. Click the link in the bio to take the course alongside with us. It's free. Go to our Instagram at Teenager Therapy, YouTube at Teenager Therapy, Twitter at Teenager Therapy everywhere. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.